This goes to Dr. Jacob, J-A-C-O-B, Trombley, T-R-O-M like Mary, B like boy, L-E-Y. Fax 989-246-9435. And Mary, Z-H-E-N-P-A-C, fax 989-794-5230. Regarding David, middle initial L, like Larry, V like Victor, A-I-L-L-A, N like November, C-O-U-R-T. Date of birth, December 15th of 1947. Dear Dr. Trombley and Ms. Z-H-E-N, this is a consultation for Mr. Belancourt for evaluation of increasing creatinine levels since December of 2021 of unknown etiology. The patient has had horseshoe kidneys that were diagnosed many years ago by ultrasound. And he did have a recent kidney ultrasound, November 12th of 2021, and it showed that the right aspect of the kidneys was very small at 7.8 centimeter, and the left kidney is large, normal, slightly larger at 13 centimeters with a cyst noted in the upper pole without significant change from the prior ultrasound. The patient currently does not feel like he has any kidney problems at all. He urinates well. It feels like he empties his bladder well. No history of kidney stones, no UTIs. And so he wasn't sure why he needed to see a kidney specialist. Currently, he does have history of myocardial infarction last year and follows with the congestive heart failure clinic on a regular basis. After he had his last cardiac catheterization with two stents placed in August of last year, his echocardiogram showed improvement of ejection fraction up to about 60. And then most recently, it decreased slightly. About 45 plus or minus 5%. And that was done 7-7 of 2022. He does have moderately dilated left atrium. He has mildly depressed left ventricular systolic function. He has mild mitral regurgitation also. He denies chest pain or palpitations. He does have some shortness of breath with exertion, but none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena, no cloudiness or blood in the urine, no history of kidney stones, no edema, no claudication symptoms. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, gastroesophageal reflux disease, anemia, proteinuria, horseshoe kidney and a small right kidney, myocardial infarction in 2021, COPD, and benign prostatic hypertrophy. Past surgical history, he's had a right elbow surgery, a left wrist open reduction internal fixation after a fracture, two scope surgeries on his right knee, a left foot surgery for multiple fractures, a two-vessel CABG surgery in 2012, cardiac catheterization prior to that with two stents placed, and another cardiac catheterization in August of 2021 with two more stents placed. He's had a cholecystectomy and a transurethral prostate resection, or transurethral resection of prostate. Social history, the patient is married. He is retired. He quit smoking. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is a twin. I think he's the first twin, he reported. Family history is significant for bladder and prostate cancer. His father, his brother had prostate cancer, and his sister is deceased from liver carcinoma. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to Keflex, IV contrast dye, Band-Aids, and latex. Medications, he's on potassium 90 milligram once daily, Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, 10 milligram daily, meclizine 25 milligram 3 times a day, metoprolol 25 milligram twice a day, T-I-C-A-G-R-E-L-O-R 60 milligram twice a day, Lasix 20 milligram daily, Januvia 100 milligram daily, Cymbalta 30 milligram daily, Zabeda 5 milligram daily, Lantus insulin 40 units at bedtime, Aprecoline 50 milligram 3 times a day, and with actually 25 milligram 3 times a day. Total dose would be 75 milligram Aprecoline 3 times a day. Pantoprazole 40 milligram daily, Lipitor 40 milligram daily, Albuterol inhaler at one inhalation every 6 hours as needed, Nitroglycerin 0.4 milligram PRN chest pain. He's not using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical examination, height 67 inches, weight 163 pounds. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff was 148 over 70, pulse 56. Oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Neck is supple. No carotid bruise. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites. Extremities, no edema, and no ulcerations or lesions. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done August 2nd of 2022. Creatinine was 2.0 with estimated GFR of 33. Urinalysis, negative blood and 30-plus protein. Hemoglobin 13.2. White count was 3.3. Platelets are normal. Sodium 133. Potassium 4.2. Carbon dioxide 19. Albumin is 4.1, calcium 8.4, magnesium 2.2. July 30th, 2022, creatinine is 1.9, sodium is 136, carbon dioxide 23, potassium is 4.3. Pro-BNP elevated at 2,080. 6.6 of 22, creatinine is 1.6. 3.29 of 22, creatinine 1.7. 2.21 of 22, creatinine 1.6. 12.23, 21, creatinine 1.6. 8.9 of 21, creatinine was 1.1. 5.18 of 2021, creatinine is 1.1. Assessment and plan, a stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to longstanding diabetic nephropathy, hypertension. He's got a very small right kidney, so the left kidney is the functional kidney, and vascular disease. The patient was advised to avoid all oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. He'll continue to follow up with the congestive heart failure clinic, and we suspect that the recent increase in creatinine is due to the new addition of Lasix 20 milligram daily. that is helping his edema tremendously. So we would like to follow the labs over time. He should continue to follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he could limit fluid intake to 64 ounces per 24 hours. We will do labs every 3 months, and he's going to be rechecked up in the Mount Pleasant office within the next 4 to 5 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.